Welcome to Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts from A. Roberts Associates. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Abundant Retirement is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Abundant Retirement.
And welcome to Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts. We're here at the beginning of March. We have made it through January and February, everyone. And thank goodness, I know we're probably still going to have a little bit of craziness and weather from here on out. But for the most part, when we hit March, things begin to turn pleasant and hopefully get a little warmer throughout that we can count on and make things happen. To talk in more details about retirement planning today is my co-host, Mr. Tony Shore. As always, being able to give me direction and help me do a lot better job with doing this podcast than I could do by myself. So, Mr. Shore, as always, welcome to another episode of Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts. How you doing today, my friend?
I'm good. Well, somebody has to bring the looks. I mean, you've obviously got the financial knowledge, the brains behind the operation. Normally I say I just bring the voice. I'm here to ask questions, but you have a better radio voice than I do. So, yeah. And you're the financial advisor. I don't know how that works. You know, you could replace James Earl Jones as the main voiceover guy. Remember when he did the CNN? This is CNN.
Yeah,
James Earl Jones that. Or Darth. He played Darth Vader. He passed away last year, I believe, or the year before. But
I think
great voice. Right. You have a very similar voice, that lower bass register. But I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your show, Tony. That's awesome. Yeah, spring. We're seeing hints of it. It's trying to fight way through. Yeah.
Oh, it's been a long winter. I've been told many a time, Tony, I have a great voice for radio.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it means my face is not planned out for TV or anything else that. But
you've got the perfect voice for radio. Yeah. And it's just as long as people always say to me, I have the perfect face for radio.
Face, so that's maybe it. I probably used it wrong. Yeah, I got a perfect face for radio. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I've heard that so many times. I've been in radio about 35 years, Tony. And so many people made that joke. Oh, you have the perfect face for radio that I came up with a comeback. And that is, well, you have the perfect voice for print. So I can't say that to you because you do have a perfect radio voice. But most of the people that say you've got a perfect face for radio, I say, yeah, and you've got a perfect voice for print. So I had to come up with something. I've heard that so many times. I hear it on a daily basis.
Yeah. So, well, it's crazy. It's crazy on that. Hey, listen, today's topic. I mean, I know we talk about a lot of different things when it comes to retirement planning and everything else like that, but today's topic is really part. We're going to talk about some tax planning strategies that hopefully the listeners can maybe take and utilize or at least start having a conversation about whether or not, you know, some of these strategies or maybe some things that may help them or be out there that they can at least take a look at, have a conversation about, and see if there's any advantages there for them or not. So I'm looking forward to today's podcast, Tony, because again, the biggest hand in our pocket in retirement is the federal government. I know we're living in an era right now to where we're probably going to have more favorable or continue on having favorable tax for at least 4 more years. But eventually, Tony, with a government that only makes revenue through tax and they're sitting there with a $36 trillion deficit, sooner or later down the road, you got to feel like that tax expense is going to go up. And to be maybe creative and more on front of trying to reduce your tax load rather than, you know, leave it up for chance down the road, depending on what the politicians want to do, are some of the things I think we're going to discuss today. So I'm looking forward to this. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it will be too. And you're right, though. People hear, taxes. But it's important to understand what's going on, especially as you plan for retirement, because in retirement, like you alluded to there a moment ago or said, is that taxes will probably be your biggest expense in retirement. And
there's no doubt about that.
Healthcare, exactly. healthcare might be a close second for some people.
Close second. Yes,
yeah. Yeah. So taxes, though, Uncle Sam, who I don't even think is my real uncle, is going to be have his hand in my pocket taking money out. And you want to minimize that tax burden in retirement. And you need it to be, you need to plan for that. And, but you're not a CPA, and you don't even play one on the radio, but you do help with that overall tax planning picture for your clients as how as far as how it's going to fit into their retirement income plan, right?
Oh, most definitely, Tony. And in fact, I don't even utter the words Uncle Sam, because whenever I think of my uncle, it gives me pleasant thoughts, and there's nothing about Uncle Sam that gives me pleasant thoughts. So I always refer to it as either the government or the IRS, and usually it's the IRS, because I think that gives people a little bit of a better idea of what's getting ready to happen. But
yeah,
no, you're absolutely right. I'm not a CPA. I'm not a tax attorney. But you know what I tell people that my clients that we work with and everything else like that, I've been doing this for 40 years, and I have ran across different tax strategies that can that if implemented properly can help people save tax. And again, what I feel like is important for myself as being an advisor and a fiduciary, and part of the reason that we can talk about tax, Tony, is because we own our own registered investment advisory firm. I'm my chief compliance officer. So I can make the decisions about what I want to talk to my clients about. Not taking anything away from the Raymond James or the Edward Jones or the Merrill Lynch's or JP Morgan's or whatever else out there. But the advisors that work at that firm are directed from high that if their clients ask them anything about tax planning, they are to basically say, hey, look, you need to go see your CPA. Well, we don't do anything different from that. But again, my job, when I consider that the IRS is the biggest hand in your pocket in retirement, I feel like it is my obligation to at least have a conversation with my clients about possible strategies that can save you on tax. Yeah. And there's six or seven of them that are out there. But if any of them resonate, you know, one or two or three of them resonate with the client, then guess what we do? We get their CPA, we get their tax attorney involved so that we can have them either give us their blessings or shoot holes in it or say, you know what, this makes perfect sense, or maybe it doesn't make sense, you know, in this particular instance with this client, whatever the case may be. But again, Tony, we have the conversation about it because, you know, again, tax rates right now are low. They're some of the lowest tax rates that have been in history. But I'll give you an example. I did one of my tax planning workshops last week, and a lady in the workshop raised her hand and she said, Tony, can you talk in more depth about inherited IRAs?
Mm.
And I said, yeah, I said, be glad to. I said, can I ask you a question? I said, was the IRA, I said, I'm assuming we're talking about you. She said, yes. I said, did you inherit this IRA from your mom or dad after 2020 or before 2020? And she said, I got it after 2020. So I said, okay, so you're part of Secure Act 2020, which means that now what used to be we could spread out the distribution of that IRA over the child's lifetime of inheriting from their family or from their parent. I said, now after Secure Act 2020, they squeeze that, Tony, into a 10-year period. So I just asked her, I said, can I ask you a question? She said, sure. I said, are you making more money right now than you've made any time in your life? She said, yes, I am. And I said, and when you put this inherited IRA that you have to take, on top of that, I said, is it pushing you into a higher tax bracket? She said, yes, it is. So again, once again, Tony, we're operating in an environment of very low income tax rates, but that doesn't prevent our government from going off to the side and making new rules and regulations about how to get more of our money in their pocket in a quicker and sooner way. So again, these are things that we have to look at and hopefully give some advice and planning strategies too that can be considered by your specialist and the people around you to at least take a look at. I love my CPA. I've worked with my CPA for 30 years. But unfortunately, most CPAs, I say they have a rear view mirror outlook on tax. And what I mean by that is that, you know, I went to saw my CPA this morning. I basically took them all of my stuff from last year. He's going to run it through the mill, through the software, or whatever he does. And then, you know, 2 weeks down the road, he's going to call me up and say, Tony, your taxes are finished, and here's what you need to write a check for. And that's fine and dandy. But again, it would be nice to sort of work with maybe somebody that said, hey, look, what about let's look at maybe some things we can do this year going forward to lower those taxes. So when we have this conversation this time next year, maybe the tax burden isn't as much. And again, these are things that we try to do with the people we work with.
Yeah. And it's so important to minimize that tax burden. And you're right. I love how you pointed out the government finds other ways. And I've noticed this before. We're going to lower taxes. We're going to keep taxes low, which is we're in one of the lowest tax, federal income tax rates. We have the lowest income tax brackets.
Historic, in the past 50 years.
Yeah. They're historically low, right?
Yes.
Right now.
Correct.
And they may stay that way, but you talked about the deficit and other things. Well, they find ways. They might increase the tax on Social Security. They might increase the tax that they take out of paychecks on Social Security. The inherited IRAs, you can't stretch them anymore, so they're taking more of your money that way. Estate taxes can go up, things like that. They'll find ways to get you. So you have to plan for it. And I love how you talked about how you work alongside CPAs to help your clients make sure that they minimize that tax burden and don't make any costly mistakes. Because Tony, isn't the main reason we're talking about this because so many people, myself included, and I'm sure all of our listeners, have a lot of their retirement money in accounts where, you know, they're tax-free when we put it in, but they're all taxable in retirement. It grows
tax-deferred.
Yeah, it's tax-deferred. That's the word. Correct. I was looking for.
It grows tax-deferred. And again, what the government did back in the 70s and 80s, they set up all of these defined contribution plans. And again, the 401ks, the 403bs,
yep,
your federal worker, your TSP, that says, hey, look, Mr. and Miss Employee, we're going to give you the opportunity to put back money into your retirement plan pre-tax. Well, that's okay. That's good. So I get to save tax now while I'm working. I think that was still a time, Tony, that people were buying into the myth that when you retire, you can live on less money. If you're living on less money, therefore, you're going to pay less tax. And those are simply myths. We found that people retire, want to live on more money because they want to do more things that they haven't done all their life. And if they're living on more money, then regardless if they're retired or not, whatever that amount of money they're living on is going to be based on whatever the current tax code is. So, again, these are things that you've got to look at. But when they put these defined contributions plans in, they said, hey, look, we're going to allow you to put this money in pre-tax. But then I also said it's going to grow tax deferred. And when you get ready to use it in retirement, you get not only to bring the principal out that you save tax on going in, but whatever it has earned over 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, all of that's going to be taxable as well. So just to give you an instance, we've got software, Tony, that allows us to predict what the lifetime tax is on your money. And again, we put some assumptions in there, but it's, you know, it's not exact science, but at least it gives you some idea what it's going to be. I was working with a client the other day. They had about $1.7 million in qualified monies. In other words, monies that had not had tax paid on it previously. When we looked at the lifetime tax on this, taking out required minimum distributions, reinvesting those distributions into accounts that can grow where the principal's not taxed again, but again, the earnings will be. And in this particular case, the client's money was in all likelihood going to outlive the client. So guess what? Now they've got money that's going to fall into that 10-year squeeze, just like I was talking about the lady that was in my retirement seminar, to where the kids are not only going to inherit qualified monies, they're also going to inherit a tax bill with the qualified monies. That $1.7 million of lifetime tax over two generations was going to produce about $1.5 million in tax for the government.
Wow.
Welcome to retirement planning.
Oh.
And retirement savings. And again, people don't realize this stuff.
No, no. And you can make costly mistakes. This is what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
You don't know right? what you don't know. Yeah.
And that's where you come in. That's the whole reason you're here and have a job, is because people need help with this. And if you're not working with a financial services professional, you have to be. You have to have a plan in place to really make it through these days. And you stay on top of things, like you mentioned before, the Secure Act 2.0 and the different tax laws changes and the elimination of the stretch IRA and, you know, new rules about Social Security. And we cover a lot of these topics and are going to continue to cover them each week on the show. But Tony, you're just illustrating the importance of working with a financial professional. So before we go on, we're going to talk a little bit more about taxes. But if our listeners want to set up a no charge, no obligation consultation, you'll meet with them. You're happy to hear from them. You love hearing questions from listeners and helping them. How can they get a hold of you?
Well, there's several different ways, Tony, to get in touch with us, but probably the best way is to call the office. Toll-free number is 888-955-3665. Again, that's 888-955-3665. They can reach out through our website at arobertsassociates.com. You know, they can email us at info@arobertsassociates.com. There's just lots of different ways to meet with us. Our home office is here in Louisville, Kentucky. But we have satellite offices in Lexington, Cincinnati, Orlando, West Palm Beach, so that you know, we cover a large gamut of people and areas, and we mainly did that you know, probably about 12 years ago when we started working, you know, pretty exclusively with federal employees and things of that nature. So again, these are all things that that we can do. You're exactly right, Tony. The first meeting with me and the initial consultation, we're sort of getting to find out, you know, if we like each other or not. I mean, sure. You know, Tony, when you think about working as a specialist and you're going to be spending 5, 10, 15, 20 years of your life in retirement working with a group, then you've sort of got to like being around them and, you know, you know, sitting down and talking to them 3 or 4 or 5 times a year. So again, you know, we figure out if we, as my grandfather used to say, if we can jee-haw or not. And then we gather their data. We give them a 10,000 foot overview, which takes us about, I don't know, 7 to 10 days to put together. We get together for a second meeting. We go through the numbers. We talk about concerns. We do a tax analysis, that lifetime tax analysis, that'll give them a little bit of an overview of what that is. And that usually opens some eyes. I mean, again, on that case I was just talking about, you know, that $1.7 million of IRA money that's out there that's going to have tax paid on it. You know, there's about $340,000, $350,000 of that money is the base tax. There's really nothing you can do about that. But there's a big difference between $350,000 and $1.5 million. You know, that's $1.1 million plus of what I call optional tax that has the ability to be worked on. And there's different things out there, Tony. There's the, you know, I call it tax code efficiency, Roth conversions, CRUTs, if you want to talk about charitable giving. And there's ways to do charitable giving to where it can give you instant tax deductions, continue to give you an income stream as long as you and your spouse lives before the actual asset goes over to the charity. There's money purchase. You know, we set up money purchase plans all the time, which gives the ability to take, you know, in the case of that $1.7 million, maybe we can take $850,000 and turn it into tax-free income in as little as 5 to 7 years. You know, Section 7702, again, part of the tax code that allows you to go out there and do different things. Tony, I mention this all the time. The same tax code exists for us as the Warren Buffetts and Bill Gates of the world.
Right.
It's just you've got to have specialists working with you that understand some of the concepts and things that they do that you can do as well, as long as you've got somebody sort of leading you down the path.
Right.
You know, with, how can I say this? In most cases where you sit there and see on the news where, you know, one of these super rich people have just donated a, you know, a significant sum of money to a university or charity or something like that. I mean, you know, that is all, it's beautiful. It's lovely. It makes the world, they have been blessed. They're sharing and they're giving back. But along with that giving back and helping those entities, they're getting a tax benefit.
Yeah. Yeah. They're being told they probably don't even decide, hey, I really see a need here. I want to give to that. And that may still happen. But in most of those cases with the extremely wealthy, their tax person is telling them to do that. Yes, their financial advisor is telling them, you need to, you know, find
you need to give some money away,
find a cause you love.
Yep.
You need to find a 501(c), a nonprofit, you know, whether it's a charity or a church or, you know, what have you, or Habitat for Humanity, what have you, you need to start pumping this amount of, you need this year, you're going to have to give this amount of money, and they do it. And it's a cold way to look at it. And it's too bad that that's what it takes for some of these people. But a lot of them are, you know, it, not everybody's cut from the same cloth. I think Warren Buffett is actually a really generous person from what I've seen. He seems to legitimately care, but some of them, I think I think other guys, I shouldn't name names, but they don't give away until their tax person calls them or their financial advisor calls them and says, you've got to lose about $20 million. And like the rest of us are like, hey, I'm living month check to check here. What are you guys talking about? But
yeah, I think you just inherited a new son-in-law or something like that. But anyway, yeah, it's all part of it.
Exactly.
But you know, again, Tony, a lot of times too is because a lot of people don't have those specialists surrounding them. They don't understand that you can put a charitable component into your portfolio, your giving, or whatever the case may be. And it entitles you to get immediate tax deductions. It entitles you, if you set it up properly, to still be able to receive income from that asset that you're moving over to charity, which again can then allow you to go out and possibly maybe harvest other qualified monies because you now have that tax deduction to help offset the tax on that. You're getting income. And again, Tony, I talk about this all the time. When it comes to retirement, we're really only talking about one thing and one thing only: continuing on with your lifestyle. If you are living a lifestyle pre-retirement that you're happy with, you're doing the things you want to do with the people you want to do it with, when you want to do it, then guess what? When you retire, you probably want to continue doing all of those same things.
Yes.
And what does it take to require to do it? It usually takes an income stream.
Yeah.
And everybody needs a different income stream. I think I've mentioned this in previous podcasts, but you know, some people live on $30,000 a year, some people live on $30,000 a month. They're both happy. It's just a different lifestyle. And then the other thing, Tony, that I see this a lot as well. You know, I have some families we work with that, you know, passing on a lot of wealth to maybe kids or grandkids is very, very important to them. And I've got other families I work with that says, you know, hey, look, I've taken care of these kids all my life and paid for college and they're in great jobs right now and they're making all the money in the world. This retirement thing is for me and possibly my spouse. This is, you know, if the last check bounces down there, so be it. I don't care.
You've had but people again, say, I want my last check to bounce, haven't you?
I just want my last check to bounce. But again, neither way is right or wrong. It's just the difference in people. But, you know, if you look at ways to, you know, bring other things into play, and yes, it may benefit the charity or whatever the case may be. It may benefit the legacy, but it also maybe bring tax savings and tax future tax harvesting, you know, to you that you can utilize. These are important things. And these are things we have conversation with the people that we work with.
Yeah. And there are a lot of tools and ways you achieve that and strategies that you utilize, but it depends on each individual situation, which is why you offer the no charge, no obligation consultation. So you can see where they're at and say, okay, yes, a Roth IRA is a great vehicle for you. So you have money in that tax-free bucket or cash value life insurance in the tax-free bucket, or, you know, you need to you need more growth right now. So let's increase it on the investment side, stocks. bonds, things like that. So you have all these different options, but it really, your recommendations, you're not going to get too specific on the show because everybody's situation is different. But I think you've done a good job letting us know and showing us some examples of, hey, there are ways you can minimize that tax burden in retirement. And it really makes a difference because how much income you show as taxable income also affects things like your Medicare premiums. And, you know, you want to minimize it for a lot of different reasons, don't you?
Oh, it definitely right there. Again, I'll allude back to the tax workshop that we did last week. But, you know, one of the slides that I use, Tony, is I actually use a slide with the 2000 tax code and one with our current 2025 tax code. In the year 2000, a couple making $250,000. So a couple making $250,000 in 2000 paid over $84,000 in federal tax. Okay. So right at a third. Today in 2025, that same couple making $250,000 pays like $48,000 in federal tax. 172% increase. Okay. So again, it's not so much the idea of what the tax is going to be. It's when you're going to have to pay the tax. And, you know, again, if Trump hadn't won, his 2017 tax codes were due to end this year. And they were supposed to revert back to pre-2017 rates, which were more toward that 2000 number, tax code number, than current. Since he did come back around and win, he's saying he's either going to make the tax code permanent or maybe extend it out another 8 years or whatever the case may be. You know as well as I do, Tony, there's nothing permanent in Washington. However, no. I do think we're probably going to get at least 4 more years of good tax as long as he's in office. And then depending on who gets elected in 28, I mean, you know, again, here we go again. And you know, Congress can change the tax laws every 2 years if they want to. So, sure. Again, when you think about it, so when you're doing planning work, when you're looking at setting yourself up, does it make sense to go ahead and possibly bite the bullet today and pay the tax while the rates are low? Or do you want to continue to roll the dice and say, I'm just going to wait till later on? And then maybe they're 20, 30, 40% higher than what they are right now. And that just means more money out of your pocket. Again, I think paying taxes when tax rates are low probably makes sense. But again, you need to have somebody to have a conversation with about that. And that's one of the things that we have no problem in doing.
That sounds great. Now, we're almost out of time. So before we go, once again, I know you're offering our listeners and viewers out there that no charge, no obligation consultation. If they have questions and there's reports you can run for them that will help get them started with an actual income plan for retirement, a tax plan, how can they do that?
Well, Tony, first thing they need to do is just call the office, set up a time to come in and see me. When they come in, you know, bring account statements that you, most recent account statements that you've got. If you haven't gone to ssa.gov, go there and download your Social Security earnings report. If you're a couple, then do it for each one of you all, because each one of you've got Social Security benefits. You know, some of you may have pensions, some people may not, but again, you know, bring in your current account statements, what you've got in your 401k, your TSP, or your retirement plans. If you've got any outside accounts or anything like that, brokerage accounts or anything like that, bring it all in so we can analyze it, so we can run a tax analysis and get a good idea of what's going on. And then we'll simply start having some conversations about, you know, ways to possibly save you monies on tax, if that's what you want us to do. And again, that's one or two appointments, probably going to last. The first one's 40, 45 minutes. The second one's probably going to last an hour, 15 minutes at most. But again, we're going to start uncovering things that you probably didn't have any idea about what was going on. I mean, I ask people all the time, I said, do you have any idea what your lifetime tax is going to be? And nobody knows. They just look at me like, I don't know. You know, I guess it's going to be similar to what it is right now. And then you ask, well, what is it right now? They didn't really know what it is right now. So again, these are things that are very, very important, because every dollar that you can save from tax is another dollar that you got in your pocket. And You know, I didn't ever think I'd say this, Tony, but when you're paying $10 for a dozen eggs, man, you need to save everything you can possibly save. Yeah. It's just unbelievable. I guess we all need to buy some chickens, man, go in the egg business. I don't know.
Yeah, we all need to have our own chicken coops in our backyard, I guess. My wife and kids always wanted one, and I'm like, I kept telling them no. I'm like, first of all, we live in town.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't think the neighbors.
I can't imagine a big rooster in my backyard keeping the neighbors up, what they would look like.
I said the neighbors aren't going to let us do that, honey. Sorry. All right. Well, great show today, Tony. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Abundant Retirement with our host, Tony Roberts.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you for joining us for Abundant Retirement. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Tony Roberts at A. Roberts Associates at 888-955-3665 or visit arobertsassociates.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Abundant Retirement.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.